Let's get a news summary now from Brian Jennings.
235,000 homes and businesses are without power this morning after Storm Isha battered the country. Around 45,000 customers are without power across Northern Ireland. The storm led to severe travel disruption, with fallen trees blocking roads, and motorists are being advised to take extra care on the roads due to fallen debris. A woman has died in County Louth when the van in which she was a passenger crashed into a tree in the early hours of this morning. While in County Mayo, a man was killed in a single vehicle collision yesterday evening. Our regional reporter, Theresa Mannion.
Weather alerts warned of destructive winds, dangerous coastal conditions and treacherous roads. Today, the full impact of Storm Isha is being felt across the country, with hundreds of fallen trees and continuing power outages. Donegal was one of the worst affected counties, with a red alert ending in the early hours of this morning. In Mayo, a man in his 40s died in a single vehicle collision at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. The stretch of N17 between Claremorris and Ballandine remains closed and diversions are in place. In Louth, a woman in her 20s died when the van in which she was a passenger hit a tree at Carnalogue shortly before 2 a.m. And in Galway, Gardaí and council officials were called to an incident in Carnmore East near Monivea when a 110 kV power cable came down during Storm Isha. A repair crew remains at the scene. The public are warned to stay clear of fallen electricity wires as they may be live and extremely dangerous. ESB Networks say repair crews have been mobilised since first light and are responding where safe to do so. There will be regular updates on restoration of power throughout the day. As Storm Isha subsided overnight, most schools are expected to open as normal and school bus services to be in operation. Bus Éireann recommends that people check locally for any impact due to storm damage. Theresa Mannion, RTE News.
EU foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels this morning for discussions on the deepening crisis in the Middle East and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Ministers, including the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, will hold separate meetings with the foreign ministers of Egypt, Saudi Arabia and Jordan, as well as the Palestinian Authority. They will also meet the Israeli foreign minister. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The European Union has struggled to present a united voice on Israel's bombardment of Gaza. However, Europe has not been shy about trying to somehow revive a Middle East peace process out of the current crisis, which has by degrees been escalating across the wider region. This is not formally part of any fresh process, but EU ministers will be sounding out senior Arab figures and the Israeli foreign minister about their views on what can feasibly happen in the immediate term and what should happen next. In a statement, Micheál Martin said he would raise Ireland's profound concern at the horrifying situation in Gaza. He said the EU must speak clearly and decisively on getting an immediate ceasefire, the release of Israeli hostages, and the transfer of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Employers group IBEC has written to the Taoiseach expressing concern about the effects that rising cumulative government-imposed labour costs are having on businesses. The organisation said the challenges mean the viability of small enterprises is becoming an increasing worry. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
In a recent survey of business leaders' sentiment, IBEC found the rising cost of doing business is the single biggest challenge facing them this year. The research also revealed that for nearly three quarters of respondents, business costs were the most important issue for the next government. In a letter to the government, IBEC CEO Danny McCoy pointed to what he said was a dramatic rise in the cost of doing business at the start of the year, caused by government-imposed labour costs. He said government policies, including the increase in the minimum wage, hikes to employers' PRSI, sick pay changes, the imminent arrival of pension auto-enrolment and more, will add €4 billion a year to the wage bill of Irish employers. This, the IBEC boss claims, will lead to labour cost rises of up to 30% to the worst impacted firms. As a result, Mr McCoy asked the government to pause all further labour market policy measures involving cost to employers, publish a full impact assessment of increased costs and commit to a new competitiveness charter, setting an annual ceiling on new labour market costs.
In the United States, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has dropped out of the race for the US presidency. In a statement on social media last night, Mr. DeSantis said he had no clear path to winning the Republican Party nomination and was suspending his campaign. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Today will be breezy and blustery with some very strong gusts on the west and northwest. There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers, some heavy with a chance of hail. Highest temperatures, 6 to 9 degrees. And there's a warning for all coasts of Ireland and the Irish Sea. Westerly winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 at times.